well.
Shit.
Well,
I mean, we're coming in super hot.
Yeah. Well, there is no moving the stupid thing now. We're stuck.
Oh, so, is that actual?
Yeah,
is that,
yes.
That's real life?
Yeah, I forgot to mute it, but I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah.
So that way if we come up on the end.
Yeah, on the end, we're like, so yeah, so Konami. Well, I guess we're done. Bye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were really long last week, so I don't think we're going that long this week.
Mm. No, dude, I concur because I already can feel the poops.
Oh. Well, hey, man.
Dude.
You should've.
Man, you're regular.
No, I know. I ate red meat for the first time in months. And so I'm ready and willing.
I'll start writing out your eulogy then.
My you googly?
You googly.
I didn't think you'd be a great you googlizer, Al.
So it's episode 91, goldensaucer.net.
Dude, we're getting there.
Yeah. Not away from 100. I'm Joey.
I'm Kyle.
Hi, Mal.
Oh, what's up, man? You know, I was thinking about, we haven't had a fourth person on a long time.
Al.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. Special guest.
This can of Coke. What do you got to say, can of Coke? Oh, it's nice.
That's nice. You're racist, Coke. Get out of here.
Oh. That was actually Joey hitting a bong for anybody else. That was Joey blowing out the...
Yeah, see? Baby bong rips. That's about all I can do.
You potheads.
I don't even do it.
You know it's true because the
someone needs to turn off that machine.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, what a
shit show.
I just realized it was on and I could hear it. I was like, I bet you it's picking up. So
91 episodes and we can't fucking get the starting right.
Good God.
Man has to poop.
Yeah, he's got a poop.
AC's running.
Yeah.
He got a machine fucking making a bunch of noise.
So Al, tell me about your week while Kyle's over there turning off that machine.
A lot of work, a lot of school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty much nothing else eventful.
Well, Kyle's gone. Tell me about Amiibos. Did you go out there?
No, I didn't have to deal with any of that bullshit.
I
pre-ordered the crap out of that wave. Done.
Nice. I realized this today that I forgot to go to Toys R Us and pick up my Greninja pre-order.
Uh-oh.
But they had like a ton of them on release day, so I picked one up already.
Oh.
So I'm like not stressing it.
Well, don't they hold it for like a week?
Yeah.
So, you
I can go pick it up tomorrow, or today, or whenever this thing comes out.
Oh.
No.
So you got two Greninjas pretty
much. I could.
You're that guy.
I could be that guy who just lets it hit the shelf and someone's like, make somebody's day. It won't happen, though.
It won't happen, though, at all.
No.
It's gonna be a reseller going,
yes. That's what I'm saying. If I knew it was gonna go to some individual, I would totally let it happen, but it's not. It's gonna be some guy who's like, I gotta be there Friday morning. It opened because that's when they let go of all the ones that haven't been pre-ordered and haven't picked up.
It's that guy that can't sound like, today's pre-order deadline. Let me get that Greninja, please. Thank you. Assholes that camp out for that crap.
It'd, like, it'd be different if it was a guy who actually wanted Greninja, not a guy who.
No, the people who follow all that like logistics of a fucking business to see when the pre-orders get dropped off, when truck shipments come.
Yeah.
That is too much dedication. That's way too much dedication to that hobby.
I will say this, since I went out there and fought the good fight and stood in the good lines, there was a lot of people who were not being greedy.
He fought the good fight.
I'm shutting down resellers, you know?
Yeah, wasn't Target doing like two per?
They did one.
What if reselling is the good fight?
That's not the good fight. it's
all perspective,
two per. They said two per household. But I think they meant two per customer.
Mm.
And then you could only get one of... You couldn't get, like, two Jigglypuffs or two Robins or two Lucinas. You can only get one of each.
That's nice of them.
Well, the problem is like, once you get two... Like,
it's to that store's discrepancy, I bet, right?
Right. But once you get... Like, if you're the first person in line, you can only get Jigglypuff and Robin. So if you want a Lucina...
Oh, wait. It was only two Amiibos?
Two total Amiibos of different...
But I thought Target... Went back on their Twitter and says, no, it's two of each character.
No. One of each amiibo per...
That blows.
So, for a total of two amiibos.
That blows.
And they handed out, like, little cards at the beginning, so...
So, which ones you get? Jigglypuff.
I got Jigglypuff, and since I already had everything good was gone by the time it got to me. So, because I got there at 4:30, and I was 10th in line.
Damn.
And so, by the time it got to me, I was just like, do I take the 3-pack of Splatoon, or do I take Silver Mario? And I was like, I guess I'll take Silver Mario.
What was the count in stock?
Two Robins, two Lucinas, 28 Jigglypuffs, like 12 Mario, it's 12 Super Marios, 5 Squid Ink Boys, 5 Ink Girls, 5 Inkling 3 packs, 6 Charizard, 6 Wario.
But my buddy at, that works at Best Buy, he contacted you, right? Cause you went?
Yeah. So you I got in that Best Buy line at number 2.
I heard there was like no line.
No line, it was amazing. I think it's because
clearly there was a line. Well, he was
no, because
well, they left like a sour taste Best Buy in everybody's mouth, so nobody wanted. And pretty much every retail store obeyed by that street date. They all had one.
That's why you got to tap them on the head before you're gonna go.
No, well, like from Target, everyone in my town ran to Toys R Us because Toys R Us had Marfs. And so when I got to Toys R Us after leaving Target, I was number 20 in line, so I would have got a Greninja, but nothing else.
Mm.
And so then, like, someone, like, told me they had, like, 70 Greninjas.
Jeez.
And so, like, by the time I got there, they already handed out numbers. And so, basically, what some people did was, like, they got their numbers for Toys R Us, ran to the mall, stood in line at the entrance to the mall, like, and then ran to the inside the GameStop in the mall so that they could be first in line at the GameStop to get Ness or Robin or Lucina or Marth or whoever they wanted there.
I mean, kudos for planning. Fuck. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Sucks, I think the majority of people were lining up at the food court, and I think one person, like, sprinted from,
the east entrance?
No, like our mall, the Belk. What is it, the Belk? Where you can kind of just sprint across and still, like...
Yeah, isn't that the east entrance?
I think so. I think he'd, like, because you can get into... You can always be like, hey, man, I'm just here to get in Belk early, you know. Let me in, like, 10 minutes early. And then you just got to wait for them to open the door to the mall.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
I thought the mall was open in the morning for, like, old people to walk it.
Maybe that's what they were doing.
That actually is a thing.
Yeah, because my mall back home, they open up at 7 in the morning, and people just jogging.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the people were just waiting at the food court.
There's nobody jogging.
There's a lot of people walking.
It's that power stride.
Yeah.
when at my son's birthday party, there was, like... A line. I'm talking about
motherfuckers lining up to see Henry.
No, like 15 moms with their strollers, like doing like I'm in the park exercising with the stroller exercise. It was ridiculous.
Oprah Winfrey's baby stroller club.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
No, I was just shocked at how many women there were, you know, doing the particular.
I mean, you gotta get it in where you can, I guess.
Single moms, bro.
Well, I don't
know. Ain't no one gonna take care of this baby with my body like
these
this.
These seem more like the.
Real talk, Al.
Real talk.
The moms who had, like, a lot of maternity leave or were stay-at-home moms.
No, I'm just generalizing like stupid.
These seem like the more affluent than single moms type. Based on the, when you become a dad, you notice, like, man, that stroller is real expensive.
Yeah.
That's you.
You got a $600 stroller? That's fucked up.
Yeah. Like my car seat. How much do you think that car seat in my car costs?
I'm gonna say.
I don't know. I didn't buy it.
$300.
What if I told you I could sell it for an Xbox One?
It's like $300, right?
Yeah. It's like $350.
Gross.
This dude is like.
It's a forever car.
Does it speed up Henry's puberty? Jesus Christ!
No, it's just good for like 10 years.
Why would you need a car seat for 10 years?
Because the laws are such that until a child is a certain height and weight, they need a car seat, booster seat, whatever seat.
Oh. I thought it was his age.
Height and weight, not age now.
Hmm.
All right. When I was a kid, like...
Makes sense. Midget babies.
They just threw me up.
Bam. Hope you like this arm.
Them midget babies. Got to take care of them.
Bam. Hope you like this arm. Booster seat. Like
midget babies.
No, when we were kids...
We make a lot of Muppet babies.
We do.
You had the station wagon with the seat in the back that had to be...
I didn't think...
No, I never used a station wagon.
You never had rode a station wagon with a seat in the back?
My grandfather had a station wagon.
With the seat in the back?
When we went to go to the park and we filled up the entire car, we rode in the trunk.
Oh, like in the trunk?
It's not a trunk. It's like a hatchback.
That was a trunk.
No, if it's a station wagon, it's got a hatchback.
I'd be fine, a hatchback. Really? I was laying in the hatchback.
Was it wood panel?
Yeah.
It was wood panel.
The moral of the story.
I remember now.
The moral of the story is
that. It's not a real station wagon without a wood panel.
Amiibo game is serious.
I'd have to deal with the stress about that.
I tried my best to get as many pre-orders in as I could. It's just.
And then my buddy at Best Buy calls me, and he's like, hey, man, we're getting 2 Marfs then. Like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, they sold.
Oh, you getting them in? They sold.
They sold already.
Did they do that dumb thing where they let them go to the internet available?
No,
the internet
no. I think they.
He was just calling you to be like, I hope you don't need one.
I think they've learned their lesson after all the fucking fiascos that they've caused, like not to just put that shit, not to receive that item until the very next day.
Well, you know, like someone like was on the forums bitching about, you know, people buying 8 or 9 or something, and I don't blame like the guy buying 8 or 9 of them. Because, you know,
he asked, you got.
Yeah, he asked.
I blame kind of the store, not policing.
Right, it's kind of the store's responsibility to go, yeah, man, one per person. Like, I'm sorry, you know why. If you're buying 8 of them, you know why it's one per person.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Well, same thing, I mean, it applies for iPhones, iPads. Granted, higher market. But it's still a general concept that you're getting an item that's kind of highly sought after. So, one per item, one per class, fucked up.
Yeah. Alright, so we rattled on way too long about Amiibos there, and I guess we should just talk about...
Oh, wait, yeah.
We got another Amiibo coming out. Boo, who gives a shit?
I love Boo, though.
What?
I want it.
There's a Boo Amiibo?
No, I thought you said that.
No, Chibi Robo.
Oh, yeah, Chibi Robo. I thought that was Japanese only.
No, they already... North America said, yeah, they're getting it.
I don't care.
Well, that's news
to me. I thought you said Boo.
Yeah, because, right, so they had the Nintendo Direct in Japan.
Right.
Next day, they had a mini one
for
America.
Right. I haven't finished watching that, so yeah. I guess it's in there.
It's in there.
It's
Chibi Robo with Mario levels. So, I was like, all right, fuck it. I don't give a shit. GameCube one sucked.
Not to, like, overshare, like, how crummy my life is, but, like, all the routers in my... houses, like my mom's house router died, and then my house router is just like not wanting to cooperate with my phone. It's like, nah, bro, you don't need to watch YouTube. You don't need to use Facebook. You're trying to read Reddit? Oh, let me take 20 years to load that for you.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I do a connection test. It's like, oh, you have great signal, and you got really good speed. And then, for whatever, those sites are just throttled.
That's weird.
So I'm thinking about, like, doing a third-party firmware upgrade and doing whatever. I have a really nice router, too. I have, like, a $200 one. Not that I paid $200, but...
was it that router that lady said worked real good?
No, it wasn't that router.
It works real good, doesn't it?
I got a fucking slim PS2 hooked up to my fucking... That's why my internet's shit. Damn it. Using a slim PS2.
She said it worked real good.
Yeah. You can access the shit out of a memory card.
Mm-hmm. No, I bought one of those ones that looks like a sleek piece of plastic that just stands up.
Oh yeah, are there
like a little satellite dish or something?
Man, I was gonna make jokes about gorillas like worshiping it or something.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. Monolithic is appropriate for what they're trying to go for.
Yeah,
I was like, maybe I should go back and get the one that looks like an attack helicopter.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's called, like, Nighthawk.
The Nighthawk.
It's, I don't know.
That sounds fucking...
I don't know. It probably gets you speeds faster than fucking light itself. Because I don't understand why the hell it has 4 antennas shaped like a fucking drone. Like, I don't understand why it looks like that.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
It's dual band AC. That's all I know.
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
Thanks for the awesome name from the 80s.
Nighthawk. It's a Nighthawk. Look at this one. Look at that one.
Oh, fuck.
Like, what? Is that a spider? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
This router brought to you by Brazzers.
There you go.
Brazzers?
Brazzers.
Why? Are you jizzing on it?
Pretty much, man. If I have 6 antennas, I'm going to make it work.
Man, as soon as he hit the switch, like it sounded like crunchy, didn't it?
It hit my ear, and like it still hurts.
You gave me an inner ear infection immediately.
Sorry. No. That's why I turned it off.
Not an ETI.
Anyway. So what the fuck you guys been playing? I know one of you guys play.
ECTI.
Yeah, I was like, what? I didn't want to acknowledge it. I was just like,
did you give me a fucking urinary tract infection?
Oh, shit. I said E.
I know.
I said ear tract infection. I'm like, wait, no. Ear canal tract infection.
Okay. Hey, you guys been playing fucking any games?
Yeah, kind of.
Uh-huh.
All right. Divulge, please.
It's been, like, few and far between for me. Like,
you could do like I did, just download games.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I ran through Mortal Kombat again on Xbox One, and, like, I think it handles better on Xbox One than PS4. It might just be me liking the D-pad better on the bone. but it was better. Sure, whatever. Same thing. And then I started playing, they put Amazon Games had a Mass Effect trilogy on sale like 7-8 bucks or something like that. So I bought it, and Mass Effect 1 looks like shit garbage on PC, and like I'm running it at like the tippy top of whatever, and it's still looking like Duke.
Yeah, someone else was telling me that Amazon Ryan. Mass Effect 1 looks like too poop, but 2 looks really good.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna like dredge my way through 1. Saren, you piece of shit.
You know, 1 is really good. What do you think about it?
That storyline's pretty good.
Yeah,
2's is pretty dumb.
You know, that guy works at Microsoft now. The guy who wrote 3.
Oh, sure.
He works for HoloLens.
Boo! Hey, you gotta stop doing visual jokes.
Oh.
People are
I made goggles with my fingers and went, boo!
No one knows what boo is. You're boo!
Well, I mean, like, are you gonna go, Paragon? Are you gonna go, Renegade?
There's no reason to play that game Renegade, and you know that.
Nah, man. When that Krogan's running his mouth, it's...
No.
Why?
Stupid. Yeah, Keisha was talking to me about that, too. She's like, that's not a Renegade decision. That's just, like, an actual decision.
No.
It's
a Renegade it's not honorable in their society.
Well, I was like, they haven't... All they've done is talk so far. They haven't even brandished weapons at you, and they're just talking, and then you murdered them. And not even like, oh, you shot them in the head and they died instantly. They got killed by like fire hitting them.
Yeah.
So like,
well, a lot of the Renegade decisions in that game are just you being quick-tempered, irrational, or just plain like spiteful and mean.
Yeah. Now like some of them like just like they don't justify like shooting Morden in the back is like.
Yeah.
What?
You're just being a dickhead. You're just like.
Right. Ah. Yeah.
I'm
killing the character because the renegade symbol showed up, and that I'm playing it because I want all the renegade points. Yeah,
might as well.
I don't know anybody who would be like, "Oh yeah, Morden, you gotta die. Fuck that guy."
You would be telling people you can cure the genophage, man. I gotta kill you.
You can't be talking about genophage, man. That's not okay. Everybody, dude Krogan looking.
You gotta pay for your sins.
Dude, Krogan are buying Krogan balls on the black market, man. You can't be talking about it. You're gonna ruin secondhand Krogan ball market by fucking talking about. I am a proprietor of Krogan balls. I need you to stop talking shit. You know what I'm talking about
now? Now that's deep Mass Effect lore right now, lady. I'm like nodding my head. Yep.
Krogan balls, yep. Do you got the quads?
Mm.
No, Shepard.
Yeah, man.
I know that joke. I'll be like Captain America. I get that reference.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the quads, Shepard. Shepard got the quads.
Anything else on your plate there?
Tugga. I had a 12-round streak in Hearthstone in the arena.
You know, I was talking. We always talk about that.
Like when Joey starts with, you know.
Still
I thought I said that we weren't talking about motherfucking Hearthstone anymore.
Hearthstone's great. They just added, you can download,
you can buy different ways for your fucking characters to look.
Have your character animated. They just showed the warrior animation.
Watch me care.
$10.
Watch me really care now.
Yeah, it costs duelers.
$10. You can't use gold.
That's like fucking low. Like,
hey, you like that? Well, you could be a weatherman now.
Yeah, but the actual
let me get the skin.
Okay, alright. Skins are different.
That's
stupid.
Whoopie doo.
I mean, you gotta show
skin.
People you're a baller.
No, I'm good.
You gotta have your legendary card back and animated warrior.
While those people are living in their mom's basement, I'll be happy living on my own.
You don't know, they could be like day traders making millions of dollars in minutes just playing Hearthstone and looking at stocks.
But then I hate them. I'm salty of that. Salty, so salt.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Fuck your life.
Quit my real job and be a day trader and play Hearthstone and day trade.
Yeah. I heard the stock change just sucks right now.
Oh yeah, the day trading is.
Is this
not
what our
worth.
Podcast is?
Yes, the day trader.
Don't.
So the Nasdaq was kind of a
high. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I have some news we can.
We just lost two listeners. We're negative two listeners.
I actually have news we can source from the Nikkei if you want. The Nintendo. New console, the NX, the Nikkei says it's going to run on Android.
Yeah.
I thought Nintendo already said no, it's not.
You see how much preparation I put into it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
pretty sure they said no, it's not. Don't worry about that. So,
redact!
Yeah, well. Anything else other than the 12-round arena streak?
No, I've been healing on a shaman in WoW.
Hmm.
Healing is fun.
Just showing up, massive raids. I healed you. Gotta go.
Well, so I'm using this add-on called Healbot, which is like the oldest.
A bot? You cheater!
It's not an actual
bot. You cheater!
You fucker.
Okay, you found gold. I'm gonna tell Blizzard. Ban.
Do it. I mean, my account's 10 years old. They'll probably listen to me over you. I've given them like $1 million, so my word means more than yours.
Nah.
You showing me your dick. I'm only 10.
Yeah. That's
I win.
That sounds like it'll work.
All right. Yeah, I showed my dick to Alf when he was 10, I guess.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I was like 2.
It's fucked up.
I thought that dick looked familiar.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Keep going.
Nope, staying on this. I time traveled back.
Keep going.
All right, fire DeLorean.
All right.
So you're healing.
I was just gonna say it was more like Renegade Angel, and I ate the bacon and the cigarettes.
All right.
So I have 2 observations about healing. Mm-hmm. So healing, first off, normally you have to like click on their portrait and then cast mm-hmm. whichever spell you want to cast at them. Healbot is basically just an add-on that allows you to like hotkey clicks instead mm-hmm. of buttons. So like my main heal is on my left click, and all I have to do is click on their name and it heals them.
Oh, that's cool.
So it just kind of like creates like a shortcut from you having to click on their name then push a button mm-hmm. to just clicking on their name.
That seems.
And then like in different, like if I right click on them, it'll do a different thing, and if I shift click on them, it'll do a different thing. You know.
So it's basically macros.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not macros. Mm-hmm. It's not macros. All right.
It's not Macross.
Oh, sweet.
What?
I love Macross.
What's that?
Anime.
With dirt bikes. Oh, never mind.
Oh, it's an anime too.
No, I don't know what
you're talking about. Oh, goddammit.
I was on it.
Failure. Right, sorry, that joke just failed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good try, though.
I don't know. Thank you. Gotta go hang myself now.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But yeah, healing's kind of like the ultimate pet class. Cause like, when I'm doing it, like, I kind of just feel like I'm just like, just, there you go, guys, go kill everything, and I'll just be back here doing whatever, and they come back, and then I have all the XP, and I'm like, yeah. And like, I every instance that I run, like, I feel like I didn't do anything, mm-hmm. which is because I'm used to tanking, and like,
no, I mean, man, like, healing's like, tank alive.
Well, it's a total, like, this is like the same responsibility, it's just like, it feels like I've done so much less.
Like, the most fun I ever had playing Battlefield was playing the Engineer.
Oh, were you the dickhead who, as soon as someone died, you were like resin them, and
no,
then
no,
they
no,
jumped
no,
up
no.
and got shot again?
No,
and
no, no. That's the assault class, but the assault class has the defib. Engineer, you got the automatic, the power wrench. And so what you do is you get into the back of like the helicopter, and you just aim down with the wrench, and you just sit there and repair
the helicopter
the whole time.
Yeah.
And so they're just driving around, and you're just healing the helicopter.
Yeah.
And so if you get a good pilot and a handful of engineers spawn in there, you can just infinite helicopter the entire match. And then everybody's got all kinds of crazy XP at the end of the match. Because you get the assist kills and all that other stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's what healing feels like. Anyways, I'm going to plug somebody else's shit for a second,
sure.
too. But did you see the Game Grumps announcement?
About?
Guild Grumps.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they already had a Game Grumps Guild.
They do, but okay, so what they're doing now is Ross, who's one of the head animators for Grumps, and then also he runs Steam Train and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's a pretty avid WoW player, but he's making Danny, Aaron, Susie, and Barry, who have never played an MMO in their lives, mm-hmm. Go from level 90 to level 100 in 5 days,
mm-hmm.
which is not that big of a deal.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Like,
I imagine you could.
I went from 90 to 100 in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not normal.
Huh?
You're not a normal human being.
I think I am. I think in terms of like how much I played WoW, like I think most people played less than me.
Mm. Fair enough.
Or I played less than most people, rather.
I was just generalizing you.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe. I don't know, but the only thing that's cool is it's for people who have never touched an MMO before,
mm-hmm.
and now they're being thrown into like the end game.
Ugh.
So that's kind of funny. It might be good. It might be worth watching.
I just see that being a whole lot of, I don't know what I'm clicking.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. And then Ross will be super mad and have to get drunk the whole time. It'll be fantastic.
I don't know what I'm clicking.
God damn it, Ross.
That'd be like me. I don't know what I'm
clicking. It'll be more like, woo, fart jokes, woo. That's why I got tired of the group. Sorry.
Leroy Jenkins. You know how old that is now. So old.
Who was it that,
How old is he, Joey?
I think Leroy Jenkins is 10 years old now.
Oh, it's not a joke.
No, not quite 10 years, because WoW just turned 10 this last year.
I think it's how old. I'm looking it up.
Go ahead. Leroy Jenkins is probably like, it might be like, yeah, maybe like 9 years old, because it was still during vanilla.
That one, what? 2006, so it's it's, they don't have the date on here.
Yeah, like, WoW recently did, like, a thing where they were like, it's Leroy Jenkins' birthday.
How about this? It was in the WoW trading card game, which came out in 2006, so it predates that.
Yeah.
In August 2005, PC Gamer UK had an article called The Bout of Leroy Jenkins. So, I mean, that makes it over 10 years old.
I mean, it can't be older than the game itself.
Has WoW only been around for 10?
I think WoW's been around longer, but...
Yeah, that's what I thought. 2005, that's it?
Yeah.
Could have sworn that was like 2000.
Nah, bruh.
Well, whatever, that's what Kyle's been playing.
Yeah. What's you been up to there, Al?
That's what I've been playing.
Game came out in 2004.
See, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So a year after its inception that came out?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Way to go. Leroy.
At least I got chicken.
That's on my resume.
So nothing there?
No.
I like how people actually thought that video was real.
I really thought it was real, too.
At one point, a guy seriously goes, I calculate that we have a 25% chance to...
I wouldn't put it past some people.
I thought it was real into the sense that a bunch of people were, you know, BSing about whatever.
Yeah.
And some guy's like... Fuck this, I'm gonna just run in and yell Leroy Jenkins.
The worst part is that fucking thing spawned such a headache for everyone who played WoW.
Right.
Cause then every dumb troll on the planet was and they'd run into whatever, and then you'd just be like, well, we're not gonna go help you.
I really thought that they were just, you know, bullshitting while someone actually was working on the plan.
No.
And then some guy was just like, fuck this talking shit, I'm gonna wipe.
I've run across several Leroys in my day, and
I'm just the guy who's like, "Fuck, man, you guys are not. I'm here to play the game."
Well, if you recall, he goes AFK at the beginning of the video, and then he comes back and he's just, "Fuck this shit, Leroy."
That's why I always thought that's why was happening, because he's like, they're sitting there yammering on, like.
I can't remember being on Ventrilo doing Upper Blackrock Spire, like, ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was already, like, a weird thing.
But, right, well, so for me, with no context of what's going on, I just figured, like, hey, we just have this part where we've been planning doing this for God knows how long, you know what I'm saying? God knows how long, and one of the guys was just like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, it's weird, because, like, I liked a lot of the other videos that WoW spawned a lot better. Did you ever see the guy who was, like, the 50 DKP minus guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that video is classic.
I need more dots.
Okay, stop dots. Yeah, that video is great. It's really good. Yes. I'm gonna watch that video again.
The thing is like, for a person that didn't play WoW to know these videos, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, like, you know what a dot is, right? Yeah. Like, and you know what? Do you know what DKP is?
Damage something.
Dick kick punch.
Dick kick punch. No, that's a Parappa Rappa song. So back in the day, before they had, like, fancy ways of distributing loot, there was a system put in place called Dragon Kill Points.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, like, you accrued, and it wasn't part of the game, it was something that you did on your websites and whatever.
Right, whoever had the highest got the first.
Well, you got points for attendance, and then you also got points for, like, performance. And then, like, you know,
right.
When a piece that you wanted would drop, you'd be like, okay, well, I'm willing to spend this much DKP on it.
Yeah. Sure.
Losing 50 DKP was a huge deal.
Yeah. No, I just remember that thing being like, oh, this guy's a giant asshole.
Well, yeah, because, like, apparently, like, that was real. Like, that was, the audio was from an actual raid that somebody made, like, a goofy tune out of.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the reason that I like that one more.
No, I've actually heard the raid where he's like, you know.
Yeah.
I need more dots. Okay, dots, stop.
My favorite is that, like, when they're talking about Onyxia, and actually I know that raid intimately. That's the first raid with Onyxia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in three different phases, but my favorite part's where he's talking about.
I had a TCG of that.
Yeah, Onyxia?
Yeah.
The raid?
Yeah, I used to.
Gold bordered ones?
See, I never played WoW. Mm-hmm. Like,
but you played the card game?
I played the card game.
Card game was really good.
My friends got me into it, so I
started playing it.
I got Onyxia,
really...
I remember.
Onyxia was hard as balls, too.
Yeah, I played it. Then they want to get into Magic, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, like...
Okay, I love for us to sit and talk for 80 minutes about Vanilla WoW.
Sorry.
And old YouTube videos again. We got like a lot of ground to cover. So we were talking about what the fuck Alpha was playing. Playing.
Alright, so finally bought Handsome Jack Collection, got that up and running, uploaded, traded the fuck out of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting on True Vault Hunter. Anyone that wants to run it with me.
What are you playing on again?
P4.
Huh? P4.
Oh,
sorry.
No. Can you like, if I buy it, will you just like shoot me up to level 60?
Sure. I wouldn't mind.
Maybe.
When are you gonna
play? No, all right. Never. So Joey could join me in True Vault Hunter, and you'll cap it easily. You'll cap it so easily.
No, I'm saying
you don't want to drag
Joey
me around.
Fucking
I would just say this, like as a person.
Realistically, no, it's just me. You should enjoy playing. Like,
her tits changed again.
You should. The person you should be asking is me, because I'm the guy who will actually do that kind of shit.
Well, you get your MP4 again, bro.
Why do they keep?
Maybe I will.
All right, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I want to play with somebody. The game just... I've soloed shit by myself, but I'm like, I'd rather play with other people.
I got to get a headset then.
But motherfucker, the PS4 comes with
one. You could use any headset with a mic. Any headset with a mic. Really? I use the Apple headset, the ones that come with phones and iPads. It works.
Oh, well, I got like a Turtle Beach headset. So.
Hey, you might not work.
You might not work.
Motherfucker, you just said any...
Wait, right. Is it a Turtle Beach Xbox or a PS3?
It has to have the mic thing like I was talking about earlier today, where when you plug it into the headphone jack, it's a headphone and a mic.
Well, they have the talkback adapter.
Mine's separate. It's got a headphone and a.
They have a talkback adapter now for Turtle Beaches.
For
but they're like
PS4?
$25 like
for PS4.
For that, just jump in a little more and get the new headset. That's it. Get the $20 fucking headset. It's just as good.
Nah, man, I gotta get 7.1.
No.
Well, I dropped 90 on mine. Mine's great.
Did you buy Astros?
No, I bought the Sony affiliated one.
Oh.
The official one.
Yeah.
The deep impact base, whatever.
Those look silly, though.
They fucking...
The gold pulse.
No, I got the silver ones.
Oh, okay.
It's 5.1, not 7.1, but it has the deep impact base. Fucking fits on my ears like
Morgan
a dream.
Freeman,
doesn't heat up. Doesn't feel uncomfortable. Perfect.
That's my issue. Like, even the headsets that we're wearing right now kind of get a little hot.
Yeah.
These are nice, though.
Like,
these seem like they'd be good gaming headsets.
Sennheiser
like
makes some really good gaming headsets.
I mean, they're made from, like, studio recordings. Like, these are actually really good quality. Not top of the tier, but they're above average. How about that?
These are the cheap rung.
Yeah. They're the bottom tier of good.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I went over to a friend's house and played Witcher for an hour.
Weesher.
Is it Weesher?
Well, let me restate that. I didn't play it. I watched him play Witch.
Yeah,
he had a sex scene, and I was like, that's weird.
Nice.
That's what the Witcher
does.
That's
really weird. And it was on the Xbox One. And
so it looked like shit.
Pretty sure she phased through his torso at one point, and I heard moaning, and I was like, oh, that looks cool. He's like, yeah, they haven't got it right yet.
Did you see what happened today? People were locked out of playing Witcher. It's just like, it's shot on arrow. Yo, you don't own this content. You're like, I kind of feel like I have the disc in the drive here.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, you're not licensed to use this. Fuck off. And so they eventually fixed the error. It was like, only, I think some people were like reporting like 6 hours they weren't able to play.
Good God.
That's how digital licenses work.
Current gen, man.
So much problems with
always
current
on,
gen
man.
Games. All this fucking problems.
So, anyway.
But yeah, it looked, eh?
Okay.
Remember, I said I watched it from streams last week, so I finally got to see it. Eyes on the TV finally, and I wasn't impressed.
No, that's what I was talking about earlier, man. The game doesn't look that
good. Landscape looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Landscape is a lot of fucking
landscape
gorgeous.
And monsters look sweet.
But God, the textures of the humans and everything, like, whoa, I think Skyrim looks better still. So weird.
I'm the Witcher. I sound like this. My voice actor sucks.
There's so much
I'm just,
dialogue.
I'm
like, fuck.
I gotta read
the books.
I gotta do like a whisper yell. I'm real loud, but I whisper.
Yeah, so I wasn't thoroughly impressed. To me, I'll wait. Like, it looks like a game that just got rushed and doesn't feel like it got rushed based upon the media.
Even though it got pushed back, like, twice.
We gotta publish this thing.
Yeah.
We gotta make our money back.
Hey, did we release that game yet?
See?
No!
Alright, we should do that! The issue is that there's no Japanese people in Poland.
Yeah.
So, like, how are they gonna make a good game? You ain't got no Japanese people.
Bring along.
Eh. I'm not worried about it. I downloaded Massive Chalice. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
What's it?
Double Fine strategy game.
Double Fine!
It's kind of like turn-based kind of thing.
Remember the game we were talking about last time? Combat Zone? Ooh. Spiritual successor to Power Stone?
Yes.
Saw it!
Oh, yeah?
Dude, the game was good.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Breakable environments like that, and super power-ups and weapons again. It legitimately reminded me of Power Stone.
Power Stone's good.
little voiceovers. I got the power. I was like, what? That's so awesome. Takahata's voicing one of them.
There you
go. So yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. What else did I do?
Kickstarter. Go Kickstarter if you like Power Stone.
Yeah, I like Power Stone Kickstarter.
Go do it. I think it's worth it.
I'm on the fence. Like I still haven't pulled the trigger on Bloodstained Kickstarter.
I think you got like 8 days left from this recording.
I know. I don't want to get my money.
I did it.
I know you did. You're a hero.
No, I'm not.
I think I'm gonna wait and get that last minute.
I'm just gonna get Mirrors of Fate with a female protagonist. That's all I'm gonna get. That's all I'm gonna get.
You're gonna get what was that terrible one?
All the Game Boy ones?
No, those were good.
Circle of the Moon's sweet.
Circle of the Moon was good. Was okay.
Which is the one that had a female protagonist and it failed because of the story. She was alright, but the story just sucked.
Torture of Ruin or Order of Ecclesia?
No, it's a Game Boy game. It's not Game Boy Advance, no color, it's legit green.
Oh, that's cute. Either Castlevania the Adventure
or... talking about Castlevania Legend.
Yeah,
Castlevania Legend. Yeah, it's a chick.
But... yeah. Well, that one's because it was on the Game Boy. Those games were all terrible.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying all.
Nothing else. Sophia Belmont.
Well, no, they should really get a fucking strong female vampire slayer.
They did. What was her name?
Buffy.
Charlotte in Portrait of Ruin. Pretty good.
Maria's pretty sweet, too.
Maria's alright.
Are they playable or just NPCs?
Maria's playable in the Japanese version of Symphony of the Night on the Sega Saturn. And Charlotte's playable throughout Portrait of Ruin.
I saw that Castlevania retrospect from Game Trailers.
Oh, yeah.
It's, because you told me about it, so I actually went down and saw the whole thing. Really in-depth. That's how I learned about the Game Boy ones. I never knew those existed.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they were. Now, there's a DS game I never heard of, or maybe it was Game Boy Advance. Ecclesia?
Order of Ecclesia.
I've never heard of that one.
That's the last DS one, and it was not very popular.
I've never heard of that Castlevania until I saw it there. I'm like, okay, that's new. Yeah,
you sure you didn't borrow that from me?
No, I got... the other two before, which I beat one already.
Give it back.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I didn't get a chance to play a whole lot. I've been trying to plan a birthday party, do a birthday party, clean house, work stuff. Work stuff's fun. Not really. I was gonna play Splatoon. Like I made plans with someone to play Splatoon. They were gonna let me borrow it on after it came out for like a night, and then they didn't show up. And I was like, man,
people are still raving about it. I want to sit down and play it. That's why I'm holding my reviews. I've seen streams, kind of impressed, kind of like at the same time.
I just don't see myself playing a lot of multiplayer, and it seems like the majority.
Seems like the story player, the story single player is like. Ugh.
Most of the people are saying like the focus is on the multiplayer. And it seems like a game I'd rather play with my friends than just sit at my house and play by myself. Or play online, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
So. And then, you know, some people were saying, like,
the Zapper came out now. I guess you got a free gun and a free level?
Yeah, free gun. Well, there's only, like, 6 multiplayer levels on that game, on the disc.
Mm, yeah.
So I needed more oomph.
And, Japan is getting a skin for one of the exclusive characters. Apparently there's an anime. I don't know. Okay, maybe Kyle knows. There's an anime in Japan. Whatever name it is, but it translates to Squid Girl.
Oh, yes, I did see that, yes.
And, yeah, they're going to get a skin totally devoted to Splatoon for her.
I saw...
that was pretty cool.
Godzilla's a Japanese citizen now.
I saw that, too. It's so random.
I was like, I feel like he probably already was a Japanese citizen.
He wrecked the shit out of him.
He's like, you better make me a Japanese citizen. I'll be back.
I'll destroy that town again.
Do you have any idea how much money I made you for me?
All right, so let's talk about news, the big news. Who wants to guess what the big news is?
Far Out.
I don't remember the game Far Out.
Far Out.
Yeah, it's Far Out, man.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I was way off.
Fallout 4 was announced, then trailerized.
I don't care if it's a teaser. It looked like doo-doo.
Oh, really? I felt like it was all CG'd. So it was just like...
No, there were some points where it looked like it was like gameplay. Then some aspects of it did look like it was like rendered.
There were some where it's like, we ran a camera through the render of the level.
The only part, it looked great until the very last fucking scene. That was my only gripe.
Oh, where,
the vault guy, whatever, he's calling over dog meat. I'm gonna call him dog meat, fuck it.
Vault dweller dog meat, yeah.
Yeah, so he calls him over and I'm like, I look at the character model, I'm like, why do you look like a PS2 graphic?
You know, Kyle and I were talking about that.
His head is square. It looks weird.
We were talking about that. I think they went with a more, like a, like,
cleaner,
like aesthetic? Cleaner, more simplistic style instead of like because
the realistic.
If you go hyper realistic, it leaves a lot of room to nitpick things that don't look right.
Well, Fallout 3 was really gritty, really dark tones, like
right,
earthy,
it,
dark tones.
But it also
but
looks
more like brighter.
But it was also a limitation of the console.
But it,
right, right.
It also looks kind of clunky and kind of chunky when you like.
The environments look fantastic. Boston looks incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like post-apocalyptic Boston looks far out. I love it. I love it. But the character models, everyone else looked great except the main character, I'm going to call it. That's what it is. Like I said, just bright as blue.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he just came out of the vault fresh, clean. That's fine. But then you see the back of his head, then he turns his head, and you can see a side profile.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like crap. It looked like his eyes were like blending into his skin, sort of. Like I don't know. It didn't. I wasn't blown away by him. I was blown away by everything else.
You know, I looked at
Death Falls looked really upgraded.
I looked at it and I was like, eh, this kind of looks like they're just trying to go for like a cleaner art style, maybe. I don't know.
I
just
it.
Assumed everything was CG and nothing, or very little was in game.
You saw people speculating that Fenway made it in?
No, I hadn't seen that.
There's a point where you see a town and it's like baseball bats everywhere. There's a baseball clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the town inhabiting it were wearing uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very corner, you see like this huge stadium boarded up in green and red and everything like that. It looks like Fenway Park. So people are saying that's what that is. That's pretty cool.
There's a pretty cool Reddit thread from where someone who said they got fired from Bethesda for breaking NDA, they posted last year and they just posted, I played Fallout 4 and here's everything you need to know about Fallout 4. And there's a lot of stuff in there that seems to be
legit,
accurate to what we've seen so far in the trailers.
Mm.
So if you want to read up on that, it's pretty cool.
I guess.
I'm really excited for it. I'm not like...
The way I look at it, if they're dropping this, 2 weeks prior to
E3? Mm-hmm.
Maybe they got something bigger on their plate for the press conference?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm assuming they're going to drop gameplay and a release date, official, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fine in the beginning. But the end, I'm pretty sure they're going to announce, hey,
did you see,
Elder Scrolls Fallout. I don't know.
Did you see Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb are hosting the pre and post for that Bethesda?
No, I saw Ubisoft got Alicia Tyler. Again.
Again, yeah. She's amazing.
I was like, all right, I love her. I was like, way to go, Ubisoft. Because you know you hate females.
Yeah. I know. I'm pretty sure she loves that paycheck.
No, yeah, of course.
What does she have that she always talks about something?
Sex.
That's not what I was going to say, but...
You know Whose Line Is It Anyway still airing?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And she's still the host?
Yes. Yes.
Great. I've been watching the season.
I follow her on Twitter. That's the only reason I know that.
I have to follow her.
Yeah, it's fun.
I know she's raunchy as fuck.
She's raunchy. Yeah, it's good.
That's
it's
why
great.
I follow
it's
her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Also raunchy, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
I just recently found out about the her.
Did you see the thing where she got like some women's achievement award and she's like, I'm 160 pounds and I can still catch a dick. And you're like, I don't think anyone has to do that, but all right.
Standing ovation.
Well, it's also like one of those things where like she
If you've been watching
she was getting called out for like gaining weight for a while.
Yeah, and, yeah. Well, if you watch her show, like, this entire season, she has been very much, like, playing up, you know, these Hollywood stereotypes and, you know, their influence on her career and how she feels about them and things like that. And you know, it's a really interesting take on the political, you know, whatever of it all, but, you know, I guess, like, I don't know, I think she's funny, but at the same time, like, I don't care how much she weighs.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you funny or not? That's what I care.
Yeah, I think Roseanne Barr's funny, so.
She lost it for me, but yeah, she was funny for a time.
I mean, it's just an example of.
Yeah.
A bigger lady who doesn't need the pretext of being.
Bang. Come on, Al.
I don't know. No.
What was that? Oh, the Bon Jovi show? Okay.
Don't even get me started. Fuck that.
Is she actually called Fat Amy? Is
no,
that
no,
like,
no,
like if
just,
I, that's
no.
Just the
her name's
the
Rebel
movie.
Wilson. They just call her Fat Amy in the movie.
Oh, so like if I Google Fat Amy,
you'll get her. You know, I finally saw the poster for Pitch Perfect.
You know, it's fucked up. If I type in fat and the letter A, I get Fat Amy before Fat Albert.
No,
that's bullshit.
Welcome
to 2015, buddy.
It's bullshit.
Well, both of those beat out Fat Ass, so now we know what you're really looking up.
Well, I'm excited for Fallout 4.
I am.
I'm assuming that's a 2016 release. Very end.
That leak said this year.
Did it?
I didn't
read it.
Yeah, Christmas this year.
Where did it say this year?
That's the one I was talking about from last year.
It was a last year leak?
That guy. Yeah, and then also Green Man Gaming sent out an email like, we can't wait this year to grab our rusted rifles and go back to Boston. So, you never
know. So maybe they know something. Well, that's cool. Hey, fuck, we're getting, I mean, what, they've been working on it for 2 years, supposedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
At least it's not a fucking, Fallout MMO.
Oh.
I was an advocate. I really wanted one. And then I started thinking about it, like, do I really want a Fallout MMO? Do I really want this game, this lineage destroyed by fucking instances and raids and all that bullshit and other people, classes? No.
I agree.
No, they need, I don't want it ruined. So no.
Fallout 1 on the browser. I don't know if I can play that.
They should really,
They should give me an option in Fallout 4 to log into a Mac or whatever.
And play Fallout.
And play Fallout 1.
Amazing.
They'll be rich.
Maybe like you gotta have a high enough science score to do it.
Though. There we go. Perfect.
Nah, yeah, it's like a dream sequence.
It makes more sense if you go to like an old like dilapidated ass fucking computer and like you log in and it's like you gotta have a science score of 75, and then like you take some fucking Stimax and then like you fucking you're like oh I'm all hyped up I can play this fucking and then you play like the isometric top down bullshit and you're good to go.
I like the isometric top down bullshit.
You go and get your fucking power suit like right away and you just bulldoze the rest of the fucking game.
Yeah, you're just like, ah, fuck this.
Yeah.
All right. So,
which is the one that had the sentient Deathclaw in it?
I don't remember.
Dude, it's been a while. I can't.
I think it was two.
I haven't played one and
two. The one who joined your party.
Mm. I haven't played one and two since I got out of the army.
All of them have been 7 years apart, haven't they?
I don't know.
Well, not Fallout 1 or 2.
Like a Nine Inch Nails album.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, two was 7 years.
And, create.
No, that's 7 years. More. I don't know, whatever.
All right, well, let's move on. Do you see the new Steam controller video?
It still looks like a boombox. I don't care.
I felt like they made a decent argument for how to use it. Hey, you could use it as a mouse if you want, a controller if you want, or...
If you played a shitty arcade game from Disney World, you could play it with this controller. That's what it feels like.
Oh, I was at Disney. They have PS4s there now.
What?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Playing
Disney Infinity.
In Epcot, playing...
Like, Disney Infinity.
Yes, Disney Infinity. Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. What the fuck are they playing?
Yeah, PS3 and PS4s playing Disney games.
Kingdom Hearts.
MLB The Show and...
That's a Disney game?
I guess. I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know. It was there. It was in the,
At Epcot?
At Epcot, yeah.
They have a PS2 running Kingdom Hearts over there, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, fuck, man.
You go to Disney, pay fucking $50 a day, just go play some fucking Kingdom Hearts on a fucking PS2.
I have some bad news for you about that $50 a day thing.
That's
skyrocketed.
That might get you parking.
That's skyrocketed.
See, this is why.
This is why I didn't renew my annual pass.
See,
that
like,
shit went up big
Disney's
time.
$110 to get in.
I was like, oh, you're a Florida resident? Well, alright, that's cool. They don't care.
They're like, oh,
they
cool.
don't care anymore.
Come back on our Florida resident day savings.
Does that still even exist?
They have like...
It used to be year round. Here's my ID. I live in Florida. Give me my discount.
No, people were
coming
down.
Now it's like, nope.
People were coming down early.
I lost my driver's license at the airport. Can I get a ID? Here's my address at the hotel.
It's cheaper to buy a new ID than to go to fucking Disney.
Yeah, you go to Disney. I'm telling you, man.
See, this is why I don't want to go.
Like, I was there, and there's like...
That's why Universal's... Like,
I'm waiting in line.
It now.
And one family's like, oh, that'd be $700, please. And, we wanted to add these options. And they're like, oh, that's $900. And like, here you go. Next time it comes up, like, oh, yes, it's just us. And then they just like $600, please. And like, oh, can we get some of these magic bands, too? And they're like, okay, now it's $700. And like, okay.
Then you come in. Yo, this kid getting for free, right?
Yeah, this guy gets it for free, right? Like, how much does he need to get in here?
Just like stuff money. Sure. I'm just a really big fat guy. You gotta buy two tickets, fatty.
God damn it! You guys know when Pirates are gonna be up again?
Was it down?
Was that your
foot? I had a fast pass for Pirates, and right as my fast pass was about to expire, they sent me an email. Your fast pass for Pirates has been moved because the ride is temporarily unavailable. Please come back at another time or pick one of these other fast pass destinations to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pirates was on the list, and I was like, guess I'll go back to Pirates and we got in an hour.
Well.
Yeah. And also, they are shoving way too many people into the Haunted Mansion at one time.
Yeah, last time I went, it was really crammed.
You're like, what are you doing? Quit shoving people in here.
Like, they lost the atmosphere, like, step inside, bodies. Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, cram in, ladies, all right, close the doors, bye!
Get off the walls!
It's like, holy shit, that was fast.
Yeah.
And then you're in where you have the board, but you have to wait like another half hour just to get to the cart.
Yeah.
It's like, holy... And it bottlenecks!
Yeah.
So you're all cramming to form a line.
Yeah. And no one wants to touch the walls because it hurts.
Yeah, they're all like jerting out.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck that. That's my favorite ride.
I'm like having like a hard time even remembering like what it is.
Okay, so I can 100% break down.
All I remember is like, if you look around, there's no doors and no fucking windows.
Yeah, and then at that point, the ceiling rises, or excuse me.
Your imagination.
The floor sinks and you realize that.
Yeah.
But it's the fucking ceiling rising and they show you more of the painting and then they do the flashlight.
There's no way out!
Unless you take my way.
Yeah, and then the door opens and you go to the carts.
It used to be a hanging noose.
Yeah.
Oh, so, no, I'm sorry. It was a body.
Yeah.
Got rid of it because of complaints. It was the noose by itself.
Yeah.
They put the body back.
Yeah, the body was back when I was there.
Yeah, it's back. I'm like, oh, ballsy and fucking Disney, way to go.
And then you get in a little cart and then the cart goes like through the mansion. Then you go to the seance. And then
I remember the hallway that's like a mirror hallway, and I remember the spiders. I remember
That's okay. I remember
like the doors that are like getting pushed on and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the ballroom with the ghosts that are dancing.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
And the mirrors that make it look like somebody's sitting with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They fart on you now.
They fart on you?
Yeah, now
it's all digitized now. It's not like puppets. It's all like rendered graphics.
Yeah, they render one on top of you and then they farts on you.
But I have like facial recognition.
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll swap your faces with the other passenger.
Yeah.
But it's like a ghost face. So that's what swaps.
Yeah, they do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, it's all. And then there's no animatronics in that area anymore. Like.
Yeah, and the animatronics they're still there. The ballroom dancing is still clearly they're shooting a mirror.
A different location.
Yeah. They're shooting a mirror and then.
Well, it's a different location.
No, like when you go over, you go to the ballroom dancing, what it is you're over, under, you ride over. What they're shooting a mirror image of what?
No. But the projection that they're actually broadcasting all the dancers, mm-hmm. that's a mirror to fool you and everything like that. For the actual, it makes it seem like they're all there dancing.
Right.
But they're like in a blank, painted white warehouse, all the animatronics dancing and being broadcast into that room.
No.
Yeah. It's
recording.
I watched Imagineers.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So like, here's the thing about that is you can tell that it's mirrored because the females are leading the males in the dance. That's how you can tell it's a mirror. But the mirror is the giant. It's a giant. You ride over the giant mirror.
I don't know. I saw a documentary and they said they're in a separate room altogether.
There's a lot of changes in there that I don't like. Like since the movie came out and since they updated it. Like
yeah, the whole graveyard scene.
The
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
It's bad.
It's so bad. The fact that you know that it doesn't exist is probably.
It's better for you. How about that? I watched it. I wish I was you.
Hmm. Anyway. They add
the whole graveyard scene's stupid now.
Yeah.
I still like the talking statues. Because
now they have the screen, and the singing statues are just...
Again, pre-rendered.
Yeah.
They're no more
is Eddie Murphy there?
Thank God,
No.
They should actually just get him there in the Pluto Nash costume. That'd be really scary.
No, but Jack Sparrow,
Yeah, I know, Jack Sparrow's fucking stupid mug is all
over.
It looks good, though.
Yeah, is Barbossa really there?
Yes.
No, they got rid of him. He's not there anymore.
Yeah, he was.
He's on the boat.
He was on the boat when I was there.
They put him back.
Yeah.
Last time I went, he was gone. Blackbeard in the waterfall is gone.
Blackbeard was in the waterfall now.
Damn, man.
They replaced Davy Jones with Blackbeard.
Yeah, no, that
was
all gone.
Bullshit.
It was just a waterfall when I went. And you know,
Where is Hugo Weaving supposed to get, like, that extra money from?
I don't know.
Is that Hugo Weaving? What the?
Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah.
That's Barbossa, but not...
Jeffrey Rush is Barbossa.
Yeah, but
he said they took Davy Jones out.
Yeah, they took Davy Jones
that's
out.
That's not Hugo Weaving.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I know who Hugo Weaving is. I don't know who...
Yeah, that's not Davy Jones not Hugo Weaving. He's the guy, the father...
No, yeah, never mind.
He's
the father
from Shaun of the Dead, the turns.
Yeah. You're right.
Anyway.
But
what?
Blackbeard's on the waterfall.
Barbossa was in the boat.
Wow, they changed this because legit, I saw what you saw like 2 years ago. Went back like earlier.
Even more
questions.
How is Hugo Weaving supposed to make any money off that shit?
I'm pretty sure he's
just Megatron at the boat. Gar, pirates.
That's how he's making money.
Agent Smith just shows up at the end like, I'm here, motherfuckers. And then like, he gets a little piece.
He's the guy clicking your ticket to get in.
Enjoy your ride.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
They just got him in the Elrond costume and he's just like,
clipping
shit still.
Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about Disney, but anyway, moving on, Steam Controller. Uncharted Nathan Drake.
Got off the rails pretty quick.
Uncharted Nathan Drake collection video.
That cover looked like doo doo.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not really excited about that. Did you see the Rise of the Tomb Raider trailer?
Yeah.
And she's like, I was surprised at what it was at first.
I was surprised.
Well, no, I saw it and I was like, oh, what is this, some kind of movie? And then I heard, like, I was like, it took me a minute Oh, that's the girl who does Laura Garrido's voice.
I'm pretty sure the recording, whatever they fucking used, was fucked up, because you could hear a distinct tinny feeling to the fucking whole music, and she has a lisp.
Yeah.
Here it's like, "Hi, I'm a Tomb Raider." Like always, no matter what. I'm pretty sure that the mic was fucked.
Maybe it was one of those things where, like, we need to get this done, so you just phone it in, like, literally.
Like, I saw the first time, I'm like, was she lisping?
Did you guys see the trailer for XCOM 2?
No.
So, you know, how do you feel about the fact...
It was hidden in a FIFA fucking tweet? What the hell was all that about?
And then XCOM, like, according to XCOM 2, XCOM 1, you lost.
Yeah.
And the aliens.
Of course, they need to make a story. You won! What the hell, revenge aliens? No.
No, they keep trying, and you gotta set up more bases. So I do like that the maps are procedurally generated. I was telling Kyle about this. It's PC only right now.
That's good.
I'm like, I don't like XCOM enough that I would care one way or another, but I really felt like that sold really well on the consoles. Like, I couldn't think of...
Really?
I can think of, so many people who don't play those kind of games normally, who came up to me like, did you play XCOM, man? XCOM's really good. Like, a lot of people play that game.
I mean, that could be a lot of people hearsay. Like, they read about it, you know.
How about, I mean, I saw
a lot of people lie, man.
I saw a lot of people playing, I saw a lot of people buying it.
So. Oh, that's different then. There you go.
You know. I don't know.
I played it, I borrowed the copy, it was good. I didn't want to buy it.
I just feel like, I understand that you want to go PC route for whatever, but I kind of feel like you're, that craps on the fans.
Play Code Steam.
Well, I feel like that craps on the fans that, you know, that they gave you their money on the first game, and then you're using, you know, you're probably using some of that money on the second game.
I mean,
I know.
That's every fucking game.
I know.
You paid, here you go.
Yeah.
More bullshit of the same thing.
Steam Machines available for pre-order now. They should be out on the 10th.
This month?
November.
Oh,
sorry.
It's like Joey. Me and Kyle are here early.
You want to record at 6?
Yes.
Other news. You guys been watching that crap about Final Fantasy 15? Or should I get skip that? I'm going to skip it.
What? Wait, no. What the fuck?
Dusuke 2.0 launches June 9th.
All the feedback they got?
Yeah.
I'm down. The only fucking gripe I have, which everyone and their mother had a gripe with, the camera. Fix that goddamn camera, and I think the game's going to be 10 times more enjoyable. I beat it. I beat the demo. I beat all the quests they gave me that were available. The only thing that I had a fucking difficult time was, like, just grasping was the stupid camera. I tried, and it's just like, just got to be a clunker for now. So if they're going to release 2.0 and fix the camera angles and the movements, I'm down for that.
Mario Maker at Best Buy, participating Best Buys, June 17th and June 20th.
Yeah, we're not.
I know, none here. I know. We're not going to get it. It's not only like an hour away.
Do you really want to go an hour away to play Mario Maker?
Maybe. Dude, he drove me fucking 2 hours away to play one round of Smash Brothers.
It was amazing.
That's where we're going again. Do you guys want to talk about Hatred?
I don't even know what that is.
That's the AO-only game. It's, you know, we can talk about that. So now if you want to broadcast adults-only games on Twitch, you can go fuck yourself.
Adult-only game? Oh, like Honey Pop and all that bullshit?
Whatever's classified as adult-only.
What's their classification as adult?
The
cursing, nudity?
ESRB says adults-only.
What is it, like two games?
This is a small list.
There's a shit ton of Steam games I have as
Hatred.
Already.
Hatred.
What's Hatred? I don't know what that is. Sorry, I'm in the dark.
It's like Postal.
Oh, well, that's all you have to say. There you go. All right.
Anyway.
I know it's a big thing now. Like, people are playing that fucking Honey Pop game.
I don't know what that is.
It's Puzzle Quest with fucking nude anime girls that's fucking teasing you.
Let me take a minute to pause this. So I can leave.
No, Hunter's doing a Let's Play of it if you want to watch on his channel, Dookie Shed Plays.
Oh, really?
I'll admit it. I clicked on the PewDiePie video. He was playing it, and he was funny. I laughed. Because he was doing the, this girl likes me.
I think Susie's playing it.
He had to censor the tits, actually. Her bra just disappeared and tits just popped out.
Yeah.
I was like, alright, that's weird.
Yeah.
But they curse at you, like, saying, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah.
So stupid.
I think Susie's also playing it on Kitty Cat Gaming.
I'm good.
So Black Tusk Studios, formerly Microsoft Vancouver, has changed their name to The Coalition.
That's not a better name.
It's to represent their involvement with the Gears of War franchise, just like how 343 Industries handles Halo.
No, I get that.
So, I don't know. Makes sense.
Well, in the grand scheme of things.
Although, you know, when you change the name of your freaking studio 8 million times.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I'd imagine we'll know more about that. Are you guys ready? Are you guys excited for E3? Like, E3 is, like, literally, like, we will do podcast next week, and then...
As long as I don't get open the conference with fucking Call of Duty, are you going to think I'm good?
They always open the conference.
I know. It's sad. It's sad.
I mean, the first thing you get is...
What did we get last year?
You're getting Crackdown.
Woo!
Where did Crackdown come from?
365 days later.
Yeah, what the fuck is Crackdown?
They canceled Crackdown.
They canceled? Where is it?
I think they canceled it.
No stills, no photos.
I think they closed the studio that was working
good.
On Crackdown. No, I think they closed the studio that was working on Phantom Dust.
All right, to the 8 people that asked for a next Crackdown, go fuck yourselves. Like, who cares?
You might see Dark Souls 3.
Yeah, that I read about.
You know, in case you haven't gotten off of the Dark Souls universe.
I don't know how many people are so many masochists that they love the pain and the anger.
You know what? I think that's one of those games. Like, if there's enough of a user base, you could just release a yearly Souls game and people will be into it.
Just release DLC for it. I'm all about just...
I think they eat up the DLC too quick.
Just $25 DLC that adds like another 8 hours to the game. That's fine. That's fine with me. That's fine. I don't have to pay $6 for a 15-minute addition.
I forgot, like, it happened so quickly that it got shut down. Do you remember who they were rumored, Microsoft, they said Microsoft's gonna buy some studio, and they're like, no, we're not buying that shit. What the fuck's wrong with you?
No, but I read about, the rumor mill of Silent Hills being ported over to the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that's what it was. That's what it was.
It was a name change.
No, Microsoft was going to give Konami $1 billion, or several $1 billion to put PT on the Xbox One. That's what it was. And then Phil Spencer was like, you guys are fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're changing the name. We're doing this. I'm like, I think you're lying.
Did you read that article about Allison Road?
That's the one.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. The spiritual successor. Sorry, can't be that, but, the clone.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah, I read about it. Okay.
Good luck to that guy. I hope he gets it done.
Yeah,
me
too.
Cause he seems like his idea is what my idea would have been for that, so.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put my money where my mouth is. Put it on Kickstarter.
Oh, God.
I mean, we'll get Eagle Raptor to be like, yeah, boy.
Damn it, I'm out again. Fuck, man, I'm out.
Giant Bomb backs you up, Joey.
All right, I'm doing
it. Now you're into it. Yeah, it's the guys he enjoys.
No, they have...
They get Ryan Davis to retroactively.
Yes. From the grave.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Those guys actually have, on Giant Bomb, they have a pretty good... policy on Kickstarter stuff, like they don't kickstart, they try their best not to kickstart games,
yeah,
like personally, just because it becomes a conflict of interest, and then
yeah,
you know, and then on games where they feel like they're too close to the developers, or they follow the development too much, they won't review it.
That's admirable. That's really cool of them.
I mean, it's a small group of guys, so you know, you only have,
yeah, it's not a big,
you got like
corporation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say like Rooster Teeth. It's not huge like that.
Well,
where
I mean,
they
like,
subdivide the company into like 5 different mini companies.
Right. They got like, they have like, I think 5 guys in San Francisco and 3 guys in New York.
So that's
maybe
cool.
Maybe a little more that I don't know, but it's still only a handful of people. So once, you know, if someone comes to your one office and shows literally half the employees a game early and talks to you and shows you a bunch of stuff they're not supposed to show you, you know.
Mm.
Like, there's not a lot you can do.
Hmm.
Who's going to review it then? You know, the guy who was out sick that day?
Right.
So, I'm trying not to cough. Anyway, all right. I'm really excited about E3. I don't know if we're going to try to do anything or not for it, because, like, half of
we're going to E3, guys.
No, I mean saying, like, half of it's going up when
we're going to Joy's house and watch E3, guys.
So we did last year. I was thinking about doing, a viewing party. I was talking to the Retro Game Store and see if they can do, like, a viewing party.
Like a stream party?
Yeah, like a streaming party.
Well, no, would we be live?
Would we be live? I don't think we would be live. I don't think anyone wants to hear us chatter over a fucking...
Maybe.
We can record our thoughts.
There we go.
Over the thing.
That
I watched people talking over.
I don't think our critical voice is big enough. That's what I'm saying.
Damn it, it should be.
I certainly feel we're certainly opinionated enough.
Damn right.
I think we're...
How's that email system working for you?
Yeah! I definitely feel like we're like, I think we're professional enough to do it.
I used the wrong word there.
Competent enough?
There you go. There you go.
I just feel like, you know, that's like, you know, us going up against the 11 o'clock news for, you know, for people who want to...
CNN breaking fucking news.
Exactly. Tune into Joey's Twitter account to find out what's really
Kojima's
going on.
A dick!
You know. Yeah. Anyone have anything that I think they missed? I'm kind of winding down here, double checking, see if anything just broke or anything.
I do like the Konami CEO came out and apologized.
Ah, yes. He admitted he was a giant dickhead.
Yeah, he just goes, yeah, I was brought in here with no gaming history whatsoever. Just based upon revenue and fiscal year over. Like, how to make money.
I mean, that's the
And the trend shows mobile makes money, so I wanted to go mobile. But you guys voiced your opinion so loud and clear that maybe I was... kind of jumping the gun here.
Maybe they need giant crabs.
Well, he's going to sit down and play games now.
And they need to...
It's not going to save Silent Hill.
He needs to learn to attack the weak point for maximum damage.
Oh, God. Stop. Shut up.
What other things?
Ridge Racer!
Yeah, Ridge Racer. There was other things that were said then at press conference. It was stupid. 1 million troops? Was 1 million troops that one?
I guess, sure. What about the Wii Music guy? The drummer?
Oh. Ow! Like I thought you were talking about...
He's like seizuring out.
Mr. Caffeine. Do you remember Mr. Caffeine?
There's so many bad E3s. Don't even bring it up.
That's why
there's a lot of bad shit. It gives just such a foul taste in your mouth after watching it. You're like, God damn it. This is what the guy that's voicing my generation.
Yeah, this is
the guy that's voicing my like and my
this
hobby.
This is the guy who, when people say, oh, you like video games, they think of this guy.
Yeah. Oh, you like video games? I saw this weird, wacky guy fucking saying Peggle 2 is the best game ever. Yeah. And you're like, oh, God damn it.
Did you ever see the thing where they edited the Peggle 2 thing where he said Pikachu and then you threw a Pokeball down?
No.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, I'll give the CEO that much respect. He apologized. He manned up and apologized. Mm-hmm. But maybe you should have taken a survey in the company. Yeah. Maybe you should have done it before saying we're going mobile.
Well, that's the problem. Is like you don't.
It doesn't. We're not getting Silent Hills. We're not.
Here's the thing. Is like, is he beholden to the stockholders? Because the stockholders could be just a bunch of assholes who own the stock just to make money, and they don't care what, they don't care if the company's selling, you know what I'm saying, weed on the street corner, as long as that stock goes up and they make more money.
Pretty sure the stock tanked, didn't it? After all these...
I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool of him, but still, just kind of a dick move. And I kind of like faulting on Konami's part. Oh, this is how a guy that knows how to make money. Not passionate whatsoever. He just knows how to turn around the business.
Yeah. Right, but wasn't that also Reggie Fils-Aimé?
He's passionate.
He is now.
I thought he
was before, even when he started.
Well, I mean,
I think he was.
But
there.
Yeah, but like, he fucking invented StuffCross Pizza.
But he still answers to Nintendo of Japan. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, end of the day, he's just there to make sure the money gets made.
He's played games at least,
and gets managed properly.
Don't hire a CEO of a gaming developing company saying, "Nah, I never played games at all."
So I have one more piece of news. In the
it's Bruce Jenner.
No,
Bruce Jenner.
I do not want to talk about
pretty
that.
Sure you mean Caitlyn.
I don't want to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Matt, respect to her!
Yeah, there you go. That's fine.
Stop calling her beautiful.
Anyway. In the news of things we won't be doing because Kyle will keel over, Hardee's has a new hamburger for us to try to stun.
To drink? You almost said to drink.
Yeah, to drink.
I'm going
to
blend this one.
Drink a half pound Angus beef patty. Top with Lay's kettle cooked potato chips, cheese, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, and a split hot dog on a freshly baked bun. It's called the Most American Thick Burger.
I threw up in my mouth.
Comes in at 1,030 calories.
Good God!
64 grams of fat, 2,350 milligrams of sodium, 85 carbs. You get 4 grams of fiber, 40 grams of protein, and, all that for $6.90.
Cheapest heart attack ever. No, thank you.
Yeah. That's good.
Ugh. That's gross. This is gross.
Nice.
My cow's over here licking his lips already.
No. Ooh. So the they again got a woman in a bikini to eat it in a hot tub for their commercial.
That poor lady threw up so bad.
I'm pretty sure she took one bite of it, and there's a bucket beside her where she can just... No, she just opens her mouth and just...
Bleh.
Yeah. Spits it out.
Just, yeah, no, I can't.
No, I can't. I don't think... I think she just, like, bites it and just, like...
And releases it.
And then just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, ah.
Oh, yeah, that tastes great, but I'm going to spit now.
No, I don't think it tastes good at all. I think it just... Because you got to remember, when you're on a commercial, they have that burger. It's the burger that's assembled to look like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. And it's been, like, sprayed with all sorts of...
Yeah, so it's probably got, like, toothpicks, and it's probably not even made out of, like, meat. It's got, like,
yeah,
Play-Doh in half of it.
Mm, no.
Yeah.
Just no.
Maybe she's just, like, holding a facsimile of a burger, and they just superimpose it onto it. Digitally, you know? She's holding, like, a blue blob of...
She's eating
she's just holding a green circle.
Yeah, like...
She's eating a rice cake.
The future is here.
Ugh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right. Okay, anyone got anything else before we wrap this bad boy up?
All right.
Nah, I thought there was some more news, but I can't really pinpoint what the hell I was thinking about earlier.
Nah.
No, we're good.
Nah. I don't know. TV? Internet? Last season of Aqua Teen coming up.
Bon voyage, assholes. Bon voyage.
All right. Say it out.
Well, lackluster. Later.